A person made Kiddush and he spoke before he drank. He has to make Kriya Piyafen again. This is a Kiddush. There'll be room to say that in order to be Yetzir with Kiddush, you have to drink based on the bracha you made before the Kiddush. We're saying no. As long as you were holding a cup that was full of wine and you made a bracha on it, even though that bracha ended up to be a bracha which you didn't use because you were masik, as long as you afterwards drank the wine, even a bigger Kiddush, even the wine you're holding that spilled out after you made the Kiddush, you make a boy pregofen on the second wine and you don't have to make Kiddush again. Now, doubt you have to make another bracha, boy pregofen is talking about a case where you did not have more wine on the table. If you have more wine on the table, and generally you drink a little bit more, we assume that Minastamia Kavona was also in that wine. In that case, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's enough just to fill up the cup and drink the wine without a bracha. All this is in a case where the cup was full of wine. If the cup was full of water, something that you can add a Kiddush on, then suddenly you realize it may be a goffin and Kiddush shaloi ala kois, because there's no wine over there, then you have to make over the entire Kiddush. But as far as the boy goffin is concerned, there's a discussion, but if you have more wine on the table, then you won't have to make over the boy goffin, but you would have to make the Kiddush over again.